we are, ColliarCast, episode 20. Came a long way, as you can hear, I'm on the road as usual. Got Justin coming from his house.
What's up, guys? Yes. So, this is our, I guess, typical podcast. This is how we've been doing it. I'm over here. My brain cells are a little dying right now because I'm not used to being up right now. I was on vacation, but yeah, it's 1 a.m. right now. I'm sipping my coffee, and Brian's off doing his work. But yes, we're gonna give you a podcast today. I talked to Brian about it. I wanted to do like a movie theme podcast this time. And I gave him a little description of what it was, and I told him that I wanted to have the theme of us leading towards what we are now in today's world of the metaverse and what Facebook wants and like big tech wants. Where they want us to own nothing and we'll be happy. But that's just a little snippet of what we have planned for.
Now, is the metaverse basically you're saying is like, oh, it's all virtual stuff that you're owning, right?
Yeah, so the movies we are going to be discussing are from, I think, anywhere from like early 2000s to like present day. You know, 2020. It's not, you know, specifically being said it's for the metaverse, but definitely when you add these movies together and like add the clues together, it's getting up to the point where this is subliminal messaging. This is where they were taking us. This is where they want us to go. To this, you know, quote unquote metaverse. That is all virtual. Nothing's physical, everything's virtual, everything's digital. And you can already see that with the currency, what they're trying to do with currency, make everything digital. Brian, did you want to go off on that at all?
I mean, yeah, I know that, see, it all starts small. I remember, like, let's start with, like, VR headsets. Remember for, like, the PlayStation 4, the Oculus, which I think was Facebook or is Facebook? I think Oculus is Facebook, so.
Yeah, well, with the Oculus, it never was Facebook, but they bought Oculus out. It was actually Oculus, if I do remember correctly, was a Kickstarter. It was a Kickstarter that, where you can raise funds for a project. And I think what happened, Facebook, you know, later bought them out.
Okay. Well, yeah, so anyway, I was just like the VR headsets, like, because there's some, it's obvious, like, the good VR headsets are pretty expensive, you know, a couple hundred. But they actually have, like, I know it's not the best VR, but they have VR headsets that are, like, you know, readily available for, like, kids, you know, they're cheap, yeah, but it just shows that they have that technology just to dish out their cheap version.
Can I make one comment before we continue? Do you think you could move a little bit closer to Mike? I'm just having a little bit hard time hearing you.
All right, how's it?
That's better. Way better than...
All right, yeah, so what I was saying was, like, you can go to the store right now, because usually this time of year, Christmas time, where they sell, like, a VR headset that comes with a couple games for kids, you know? I don't really know. I've never bought one, but I've seen them. But I was just thinking, like, it's crazy that they have the technology to just make a cheap version, you know? Just make a crappy. Because, like, it's nothing compared to, like, a PlayStation 4 VR headset or Xbox VR, you know?
No, it's not. But I'm glad that you brought it up because it's just getting us ready towards that next level.
It just makes it readily available. Like, it's like... Some people won't get this reference, but you and I will. But like, it's like skateboards, you know. You can, now that Walmart sells like Tony Hawk brand skateboards or Dark Star skateboards, you know, it's like the name has quality behind it, but you know, the actual like product isn't as quality as the name, you know.
I do know that, But from the outside perspective, from leading away from that, I think it's just getting us ready for the next thing after that, which would be what Elon Musk proposed with the Neuralinks, where it's like implanted in your mind,
Yeah.
and they
Well,
can.
and then it's funny because we haven't talked about movies yet, but all this stuff, the metaverse, even Neuralink, it all ties into the show on Netflix, if you've ever seen it, Black Mirror. Have you ever seen that show?
It's funny that you mentioned that. My cousin, when I was in St. Augustine, he mentioned to watch Black Mirror because it shows a lot of the scary stuff that we have coming
Yeah,
up.
a lot of the episodes are kind of like how, I don't know, I perceived it, this is how I perceived it watching the few episodes that I did. Like, it's just like a, I don't know, like technology, but like it goes very wrong, you know? Oh man, hold on 1 second. I'm just at a, my stop right here.
Sorry, I
All
had
right.
to pause that briefly to stops of Brian's job. But what were you mentioning something about Black Mirror?
Yeah, so Black Mirror, the one episode I watched, so the episode I watched was on this lady. She accident she was It starts out where it's this lady and this guy, and I think they were doing drugs, like they were like, you know, they were going down the wrong path, and they were driving in their car. It's been a couple years since I watched it,
Wait,
so
give me
yes,
one
there was.
second. You already painted the picture, but they ran somebody, hit somebody on a bike, right?
I don't remember who they hit, if it was another car, but they killed somebody. They ended up killing somebody, and he's like, and they're like, okay, we're not going to talk about this to anybody. And then years go by, and I think the lady becomes somebody famous, like a speaker of some kind or something famous, you know? But the guy, I think, still has like trouble, and he visits the lady, and he's like, yo, I gotta come clean and tell like what happened that night. And she's like, nah, I can't let you do that. And she ends up killing him. And so the way they investigate murders now is they have this technology that allows you to see like what a person was last thinking about or something, like their thoughts, pretty much reads their mind. And so I remember that the investigator ended up finding this lady, like she found the guy who was like meeting this lady or something, and then she uses it on the lady, and she sees not just the murder of the guy, but the murder that they committed all those years ago. And the lady knows that she saw that, and she's like, okay. Basically, the lady doesn't let that the investigator leave. The investigator is another female, but they don't let her leave. She like, you know, finds her. She uses a machine on her, finds out she has like a family. She kills her, goes to her house to kill her family, which is like her husband and her son. Pretty messed up that she killed. This part kind of stuck with me. Like, she like hit the guy in the head with a hammer while he was like taking a bath, and I'm just like, damn, bro, vulnerable. I don't know. Like shit like that sticks with me because like, damn, he wasn't, you know. I don't know. But yeah, so anyways, she kills the family, and then she's like, okay, I'm in the clear now. She goes to see her child at school, but what she doesn't realize is that the technology now, oh my God.
What?
I'm face to face with a raccoon.
Yeah,
Okay, but back to Black Mirror. So basically, she doesn't realize that the technology can also be used on pets. And the surviving family member of the family that she killed was like their guinea pig. And eventually, they don't show like what happens to her, but they just show her like the cops are on their way to get her. And like that's how an episode ends.
well, I do
So
remember that
basically,
episode.
yeah, it was just a crazy little thing there.
On that note, it kind of brings up another like topic that I wanted to talk about of one of the movies that I found out, or one of the movies I found that I wanted to talk about with the podcast. And it kind of leads into that whole realm of like over surveillance, no privacy kind of situation. Do you want me to get into that movie instead of like the timeline I actually had set up?
It's up to you. I have one more Black Mirror story though, if you want to hear this one. So
Yeah, we'll hear that one.
this
I just
one.
wanted to get away from like Netflix shows because I just wanted to get
Yeah, I
just.
know.
But
It's
yeah,
just
go ahead.
really crazy that Black Mirror is showing you all this. There was an episode where like the quick version is basically they have their memories and technology implanted in their brain, kind of like Neuralink, and you can like scroll through your memories and like, oh, I want to go back to this time, you know? And I just thought that was really interesting.
And that was another Black Mirror episode, you said?
Yeah, that was another Black Mirror episode where,
Cause basically that description, brief description, reminded me of that I want to say episode, but that period of time in the movie in Dumbledore and Harry Potter where he like wanted to show Harry Potter his
yeah,
memories,
I remember that.
and he like used his wand to cast it down out of this. Out of his head or whatever into this like water, and he was able to like peek through. But that's what that reminded me of.
Really too. Yeah, but we can get away from Black Mirror because Black Mirror though just has so many like examples.
Yeah, no doubt. Black Mirror is something that even my cousin mentioned about like crazy reality, which I mean. To us back then, it was sci-fi, but which could be now like reality. But it all leads to what I was gonna discuss about, and that one thing with catching like murderers or over surveillance is this one movie called, I don't know if you remember. I'm gonna say the title. It's called Total Recall. It's a movie in 2012.
Actually a remake from a movie from 1984, but yeah.
No.
I remember.
I'm actually glad you said that because I
I
wanted
remember
also to
1984.
mention that a lot of these movies, yes, they are remakes, and I mean, frankly, I only remember these ones that are like jog my memory. But yes, a lot of these are remakes, and I'm glad you brought that up. That brings up a good point because it just furthers resonates my point in what these movies have to say. And like to me, I think movies say a lot to where we're heading in the future. I don't know if you want to go off on that.
Yeah, well, funny thing, a theory that I heard was that the reason they're doing, you know how they're remaking all the Disney movies, you know, like live action?
Or like remaking it or dumbing it down, like kind of like how you know they made like 20 Spider-Man movies or like The Matrix, you know
Not
how they
like
made.
that. I mean just like Lion King, they made live action, you know, Aladdin, they made live action, you know, they're just remaking that shit.
Okay.
So the theory with that, like those movies, is like they're recasting the spell on the newer generation of kids. You know what I mean?
No, go
I guess
further in depth than that. What do you mean they're
so.
recap?
I don't know. Like, you know, you'd have to get like really deep into like the ma like occult magic and rituals and like break down symbols. And we all know like Disney is filled with that. So just a theory that I heard was that, you know, the reason they're remaking all these movies is, you know, our generation was already like under the spell, and now they have to, you know, because kids nowadays, you know, they're not watching the cartoons like they used to, you
Now that
know.
makes sense. Okay. So
Hold
they've
on one second.
reinvented
I had a thought.
themselves.
But yeah, so basically they're recasting the spell, you know, whatever spell that is, you know, because like, we all, there's all that subliminal messaging in Disney.
Even
You can
like
like look at tons
hidden
of videos
messages
on
that
it.
you can find. Like it's crazy. I was watching The Grinch, That Stole Christmas with my cousins, and the one with Jim Carrey, and one of the scenes, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more, but one of the scenes that caught my eye was he in the up in the clouds in the when the wind was blowing, one of the clouds turned into a swirl, and
Wow.
I thought that was interesting.
I mean, even like I don't know, in the how there's like a penis hidden in the Little Mermaid like DVD box or something. There's like all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah, once you start to notice, like, it's kind of hard not to see it. But I'm gonna go, if it's okay with you, Brian, I'm gonna start diving in that Total Recall 2012
Yeah, going
film.
into Total Recall. Yeah, you reminded me what we were talking about before that. But yeah, we were talking about how that's a remake, and there's a lot of remakes going on, you know.
Did
And
you?
a quick side note, that just goes to show that those like elites, the people in power, they can't create anything new. They always just have to reuse and recycle things, you know.
Or
Nothing they're doing is new.
like you say, like they could possibly just use people, and the people who are actually creative are like the people like us, and they kind of just like steal that from us, and they, I don't know, that's just a thought theory.
But yeah, just go back to your Total Recall.
Okay, well, do you want me to go ahead, 'cause I'm on like the Wikipedia page and I can like briefly describe it, or do you want me to like, 'cause like I can describe like what his role was in the movie if that's cool for the podcast. You think if that'd be interesting?
I actually kind of remember it. He's like a cop, right?
So let me go ahead and dive into it. So he wasn't a cop at first, that I believe. So he was a colony worker at one of the factories. And I guess he got tired of making police robots. So you could say he was a
That's what
cop,
made
but
he was a police
he was a
robot.
factory worker that built police robots. And so it goes on saying he, you know, gets tired of his job and this and that. And this is where I'm gonna start reading off of it because it kind of helps jog my memory. But so what happens is, so he's tired of, you know, doing the same old thing, same old at his job. So he decides on this fantasy of being a secret agent. This is where you said like, you know, his role comes in being like an FBI agent. So what he does is to become this secret agent, he goes into this let me find the he goes to this to this building. Let's just say he goes to this building and he gets okay, he goes to this company called Recall, and the company implants artificial memories. So he decides to go there, become a special agent, and basically from my memory now, from his point of view, it seems that like the machine malfunctioned or it didn't work. But no, when he got in the machine, he was injected and it actually worked. But he doesn't know what is real or what is fake, or if he's in the simulation, if it's really, you know, if it really does or it really has worked. But next thing you know, he's, you know, fighting. He's breaking out with all these, you know, his fight moves and whatnot. Long story short, or later on, basically, he, you know, returns to his house, which he was, you know, already married. But upon returning home, his wife, you know, was supposed to be his wife, turns out wasn't really his wife, and was an undercover, in the movie, a UFB intelligence agent. And to her, him telling him, saying they've only been married for 6 weeks, or actually, this is her in the movie. They've only been together for like 6 weeks, but he believed they've been together for 7 years. So this is where I'm gonna leave it off of like reading the Wikipedia page, but it just, to me, this is where it like stems off of like the realm of like heading towards, or this is giving a glimpse of that false reality of that alternate universe, and then not knowing what is, you know, hard to distinguish from reality and, you know, being false. And that's just where that kind of reminds me of that. I don't know if you want to chime in on that, Brian.
Not necessarily what you said, but just that movie in general. It's just another. I mean, we're gonna go through so many movies today, probably. Like, I know we brought up like the Terminator movies too and all that, but generally, like, I just want to, it just goes to show, like, there's a knowledge out there, you know, and whether it's the writer or the producer, somebody has that knowledge, and they're just and they're putting it out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I pretty much, that's all I have with Total Recall, which leads to another movie that I had in mind, but so there was what I was leading that with that Black Mirror episode, which was that surveillance. I think I led it with that. There was this technology that they used in the Black Mirror to like see who killed somebody. I remember another movie that was like that, but
there's this movie I'm thinking of. It's called Minority Report, where it's got our favorite Scientologist. Hold on.
Oh, you talking?
I don't want to be too loud.
Okay. I'll pause it.
No. You can keep it going. But I just had to drop this off. But I'm going back to my car now.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because I do have. That's actually one of the movies I do have pulled up, Minority Report. Which
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah. I'll talk about it. So the plot of the movie is basically in April of 2054, the federal government is planning to nationally implement a prototype police program called Pre-Crime. And basically, it's precogs visualizing implementing homicide, offering officers analyzed data to determine the crime's location and apprehend the predator before the crime occurs. Okay, so that jogged my memory. So basically, it's a tool that can predict the future. That's basically what it's telling. It can read the future and predict the outcome.
It can predict a crime before it happens. You can be arrested for a crime that you haven't necessarily committed yet.
Correct. And so, I can keep reading. So basically, their thoughts are projected on screen and stored in a database. Would-be killers are imprisoned in a benevolent virtual reality state. So basically, they're kept in like cryo sleep.
Yep.
So, I mean, I could continue on reading, but it's just another, like you said, Brian, somebody has definitely higher intelligence, and I feel like they are.
Well, I mean, something in that Minority Report movie that you didn't mention it, but I think is pretty crazy. So the thing in that movie is, like, that Tom Cruise in that movie, his son goes missing at some point, and he doesn't know what happens to him, and they use that against him, and they frame somebody. They make somebody pretend that he kidnapped his son so Tom Cruise would murder him, trying to set him up for murder. You know? So they can, in a sense, frame you for something you didn't commit, you know? Because he would never have committed that murder, quote-unquote, if they didn't tell him that. I don't know how they found out that dude. But long story short, like, he didn't kidnap his son, but they made it seem like he did, and he agreed to do it for money. Or something. And basically just to frame Tom Cruise's character. But yeah, it's just so that technology they're just showing you already, like, oh, we're going to use it and already for evil, you know?
And yeah, I thought it was pretty interesting how, I mean, to me, it stands out like, wow, movies are telling a timeline and they're telling a lot more than the news.
Hold on 1 second. I have one more 7-Eleven to go into.
All right, I'll make a pause right here.
Yeah, so you brought up the timeline. So, like, I mean, pretty much to me, it always seems like life is kind of like every movie going on, like, at the same time, you know? It's like, so sometimes life is, like, they're so crazy. Like, we got a freaking Jeffrey Epstein billionaire partying with, you know, underage kids. Like, he was getting away with that for years, you know? And nobody knew about it, and the people who did know about it, you know, nobody was saying it. It's just like crazy, because that in itself could be like a movie, you know.
I feel like there's a lot of instances in like life that just seem fake, in a sense where it could be in a movie, you know?
Straight
Where
out of a movie, right?
straight out of a movie, yeah. I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but a lot of these movies that we've been talking about, that have been eye-opening with, like, they've been directed by Steven Spielberg.
Oh yeah, I mean, we talked about this website off before the podcast, but there's a website, Crazy Days and Nights, and if you don't know about it, basically it's a bunch of Hollywood insiders, like lawyers and stuff like that, and a couple celebrities apparently, allegedly, and they have information that they call drops, and they leak some drops that and then so they'll solve some, and then some are up to the people to solve, and once they get it, once the people solve it, they'll post the right answers or something. I haven't been on that website in a while, but there's a lot of good information on there. Man, sorry, I lost my train of thought.
No,
What were we
I think it's
talking
pretty
about before I
interesting
dropped that
though,
off?
with the crazy days and nights.
I
Sorry, what
brought
was
that up.
that?
Oh, Steven Spielberg, yes. So, Steven Spielberg, shady dude. Really shady dude. Like, you can look up stuff. So, he did the movie The Poltergeist. The star of The Poltergeist was a little blonde girl. Can't remember her name, sorry. But she died a very horrible death. And this was back, I don't know, remember if it was the 80s or the 90s. But the cause of death was like accidental, but if you read like the report, it said it was like she had like a clogged like intestine, like her bowel was clogged, like something was, for better lack of a better term, something was shoved up her butt and clogged her intestine and caused like some serious damage, you know?
And
And
this was a movie directed by Steven Spielberg.
no, she was starred in a movie. Directed by Steven. She starred in multiple movies directed by Steven Spielberg. But she died at a very young age because of this. And I mean, just Steven Spielberg's connections to Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Clinton, you know, he's also one of those guys who's connected, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
It's just, there's a lot of stuff on, you know, on Steven Spielberg that. They're all rumors, of course, but how many rumors until it's true, you know?
Right,
And
right.
the thing about that is, hold on 1 second. One
Okay,
second.
or like how many conspiracy theorist stories actually come out to where it's not a conspiracy anymore, you know?
Sorry, but the thing about that, about Steven Spielberg, is that his movies are so big. In terms of like, not just money they generate, but like he employs a lot of people. So like, they say like, I mean, it's hard to cancel him because he's got so many movies that like all those people working on those movies would lose money too. So it's kind of like a messed up situation.
I understand. Like, if you take down the ringleader, you're gonna make a lot of people lose a lot of jobs.
Yeah, people who aren't necessarily, you know, associated with him, like people like lighting crews, camera crew, you know, like guys like that.
It's kind of making him more untouchable.
Yeah, in a sense, yeah. You know, that's kind of we're kind of going all over the place, but we're kind of sticking with the theme of like Hollywood, you know, and entertainment. But like the guy from iCarly. You know, the creator of iCarly, the
Oh,
band
Dan
Stranger,
Schneider.
iCarly. Yep, Dan Schneider. So, even him, like, at the beginning of the whole Me Too movement, conveniently, he steps down from his position at Nickelodeon.
I like how we noticed that, but everybody in the media kind of just like forgot about him because he stepped out at the right time.
Yeah, just in time, yep. And he hasn't done like anything like no major big show. You know, he's staying a low profile. But, you know, there's a whole huge, there's a whole lot of stuff about him too. One theory that I've heard was that Ariana Grande, like her mom even like encouraged her to have sex with him so she could for sure get the role that she got in her TV show.
Well, a lot of these people who are in Hollywood are already, you know, messed up in the head. So they will do whatever it takes to get, you know, fortune,
Whatever it
fame.
takes. Same fortune, yep.
I know, like you said, we're going all over the place, but it kind of goes on the same theme. Another movie that wasn't quite in my lineup, but I found out while researching was, and it's a good movie I remember watching, was The Truman Show. I don't know if you remember it. Which
We
it.
I think we talked about this briefly. I'm not sure if I know we talked about it before. Maybe it was on the podcast, but when the first thing that happens to Truman in that movie was where he starts waking up was the light falling from the sky. It was the set light, you know, the light that they use for like sound stages and studios came from the sky. Okay, I don't remember what the exact script, like what was written on the light, but what was written on the light, I believe, was man.
Do you want me to search it up?
Yeah, search up what was written on the light.
Okay. Truman
And
Show.
see if it even takes you down the rabbit hole that it took me down.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so you were
Because,
going on mentioning that. So he witnesses this, right? I kind of don't remember that, but he's.
the first thing that happens to Truman, and this is where he starts waking up,
Was it during the
realizing
day?
what.
Was it during the daytime
Yeah,
or.
he's on his way to work, I believe. Like his first good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Is that like his first day? And I think he just steps outside and then falls down right from the sky, a light. And he's like, "What?"
Okay,
And then
let me see.
the light says something, and I can't remember if it was if it was like an actual star system or if it was like just a saying. But I want to say it was a star system that's talked about. By there's this tribe in Africa. Find out what the inscription is first before I go down this rabbit. I don't want to go down, give out like misinformation, you know.
Yeah. Because I do remember saying you s re mentioning something about this tribe in Africa, and they don't know anything about like our science or mathematics, but they were able to locate this star system on their own just using like astrology or just studying the stars or something like that.
Or some knowledge that was handed to them, you know, at some point way back, who knows? But the star systems that they found, so there's three of them. The first one that they were talking about, we discovered, I think, in like the 70s or the 80s or something. The second one, we just recently discovered it within the last 10 years. And then the third one that this tribe talks about still hasn't been discovered yet.
Do you want me to go ahead and play a video? Because I'm going to open up a video. I just don't want to just ruin you talking. So,
Yeah, what video is it?
me see. I'm trying to get to the point where you said the star falls from the sky, right?
Yeah, Truman Show. I mean,
It's just.
it's like right in the beginning.
Okay. It's just hard on my ancient laptop that I have. You know, from the dinosaur era, it just it takes a
I
while.
see.
And you know how it is nowadays. You can never find anything. Everything's being, you know, washed up.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, everything gets watered down with the internet.
So, what should I type in? Truman Show, light falling down? Light falls?
Yeah, light falls from sky.
Because. For some reason, I'm trying to type this on DuckDuckGo and it's not even popping up. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and play it and then we'll both hear it, okay?
Okay, yeah, and just let me know if you see like what's written on the light. You might have to pause it.
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, YouTube is. I might get an advertisement. Okay, so if it loads, I just clicked
Good
it.
morning.
Morning. Good morning.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Yeah.
Morning, Truman.
Morning, Spencer.
Hey, Pluto. Oh,
no.
Get down.
He won't hurt you.
Get down.
Yeah, I know. It's just me.
Come on, Pluto.
Are you watching?
Yeah, okay, so it just came down right now, and he's going to inspect it.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm going to pause it there, but yeah, it was funny, though. Like, he looks up, and then he goes to inspect, and it's one of the lights from the sets.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Let me just go inside his hotel. 2 minutes.
Yep. Okay. So you went and mentioned if there was anything on the lamp, if it fell. Okay, so he picks it up, and the lamp spells Sirius. So it spells Sirius, and then there's some quotation marks around it, which is, let me read the quotation marks. So in quotation marks, it says, I don't know if that's a quote or a C, but then after that it says A-C-A-N-I-S space, looks like M-A, M-A-Z. It blurs out to where he moves around, so I can't quite see it. But yeah, it does say Sirius, though.
Okay, so Google that part, the Sirius part.
Okay, I'll Google that part. Or, nah, we use DuckDuckGo, but yeah.
See what comes up. See if that's the name of a star system or something.
All right, so I'm going to type in Sirius Truman Show and see if anything pops up in the DuckDuckGo search.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, this first article, in just the heading alone, just states the light is labeled Sirius 9 Canis Major. I'm gonna click that article and see what that means further.
Now that sounds familiar. That sounds familiar.
And then I will definitely include this in the source links that we do offer on all our podcasts. So let me see what it says.
Give me 1 second. I have to run inside the store. Just pause it for 1 second.
Okay. All right, so on that website that I am looking up for the Truman Show about the one of the set lights falling. So on the website, it mentions the light is supposed to represent one of the fallen angels that have fallen to Earth. And you wanted to continue off that, or?
No, you can continue, because I've heard this before, but I haven't heard it, like, regularly. To like get it down, so you can continue. What you're saying, like, I've heard.
So it says the scene is supposed to resemble Lucifer falling and entering the garden, and I guess that's what it's supposed to represent.
Oh, is that it?
It goes on to mention other things. I mean, it's just getting really biblical, and it's getting really, like, religious in a sense of, like...
Well, I'm not looking for biblical, but what I had heard was that there's, like, since we brought it up already, that tribe in Africa, they were able to discover the star system, 3 star systems, without use of telescopes or science or NASA or any of that. So, I mean, they obviously had this knowledge somehow, you know? And with this tribe also, their knowledge is so sacred that the elders of the tribe have to live away from the rest of the tribe. As to, like, not water down the knowledge.
So, in a sense, just to keep the most purest form of that knowledge.
Yeah.
Just like how you know that one game, I think you were the one that mentioned this, but telephone, when it keeps getting washed down.
Yep, that's exactly what happened.
So I think you actually made that comment. I just, like, remember you making that comment a while back.
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember if we talked about this on the last episode, but I know we talked about it before. But, yeah, the Truman Show, and then, like, it just happens, like, it represents the fallen angel, but, like, you can also look at it as maybe the fallen angel that gives the knowledge, you know? Like, he plants the seed that, hey, this isn't what you think it is. You know, or, that's another thing. You know, like, who gave the tribe in Africa the knowledge? You know, it had to be.
Or possibly. I'm sorry. Continue on.
Oh, well, I mean, because they say, quote unquote, fallen angel. But, you know, that could just mean anything, you know, aliens, people from the ground, you know, who knows?
What if it could just mean that it gave us both? Like, it gave us good and bad?
What do you mean?
Like, you said you came in from the point of, like, it gave us knowledge as in, like, technology, but what if it gave us, yes, it gave us knowledge, but it gave us evil, like, it gave us good, kindness, truth, compassion, but it also gave us hatred, you know, greed.
That's all lower frequency stuff, and that's just stuff that, you know, it's just like, because society, like, we live in, like, a constant state of, like, oh, you know, like, what's thrown in our face, you know, McDonald's and sex and all this kind of stuff, you know, drugs, like, they know they're trying to, like, every, like, singer now, you know, is popping pills and all that, you know, they glorify that lifestyle to keep you on a certain frequency, you know, you keep you below a certain frequency, because as a lower frequency being, you know, those lower frequency beings are the ones that are, like, materialistic and care about, you know, unnecessary things, and, like, they want you to stay in that, because it's easy to divide you, you know, it's easy for you to pick teams, you know?
Yeah, yeah, totally, I agree with you, and, it's just definitely something to all think about. You wanna go back on to the movie theme and, like, go back to the one movie Terminator?
Yeah.
Okay, so
which Terminator specifically are you talking about?
Okay, so I know there's been a lot of recent ones for, like, newer age, but I'm talking more about, like, what we saw when we were growing up when our parents showed us the Terminator. Talking about one with the Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, with the first one with him in it, where basically sets up the whole, you know, movie series.
The one where he's a bad guy and not a good guy?
Shit. I might not remember one. Is that the first one? He's a bad guy?
So, the very first one, yeah. He's the very first Terminator. It's been years, decades, literally, since I watched it. I watched it when I was, like, 10. But the first Terminator, he comes back as a bad guy, or he comes in as a bad guy looking to kill the main character named John. And it's a whole story, you know, he came from the future where in the future this John guy is, like, he leads the resistance against the robots and the T-1000s or whatever they're called. Sorry, I just dropped my phone. But, that's the first one.
No,
it's kind of, like, patchy memory. But the one that, like, most people watch, and it's crazy, it did better than the first one, and it's more universally known, is Terminator 2 Judgment Day, where he's actually comes back as a good guy protecting John Connor.
Yeah, I do remember that, but I just remember the first one more vividly because, yes, you. It's funny that you remember he comes as a bad guy, but I remember him being the protector of John and his mom, because
That's the second one. The first one has nothing to do with his mom.
Okay, because, like, I'm thinking of, like, because I know the very ending, he burns himself in lava, and it's just him just being...
Yeah, that's the second one.
Okay,
So the first one, John Connor is not even a kid. He's like a fool. He's like an adult. And I think he's like on the run with his wife or girlfriend at the time. Cause they have, there's a sex scene in it. But yeah, the first one, like he's chasing this guy as an adult. I don't remember how he's able to stop the Terminator. But yeah, the Terminator was just a straight up bad guy in the whole first one. And then, yeah, the second one, he comes back this time to protect John Connor. He comes back kind of as a, I think, the storyline there is like they reprogrammed him in the future, just go back in time, because they the Skynet, the AI got so advanced where they developed the new Terminator, which is the liquid metal guy. If you remember that bad guy, that's the bad guy in Terminator 2. He was liquid metal. He can literally like turn from liquid to solid metal. Yeah, he takes forms of people. He was a cop in that movie. He took the form of a cop mainly the whole time.
So, I'm glad that you remember it, because I wanted to go off of talking about that, the whole movies as a whole of Terminator. And like you mentioned with, like, it got, the system got so advanced that I wanted to tailor it to what we have going on today, where everything's being automated and being like an algorithm.
Well, so, you bring up Terminator, but I don't know if you have this one on your list. Do you remember the movie I, Robot with Will Smith?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
So what happened in that movie was there were these robots, and the first wave of the robots were kind of like, you know, they were helpful, and they were all kind of like their own kind of being. Hold on one second. All right. So they were like their own kind of... each one kind of had individuality. And then the big tech company in the movie comes out with the new version of the robots.
Well, hold on. Can I pause you right there? Because it wasn't that they had their own individuality, but it was the fact that they were there to help somebody.
Well, yeah. Well, these robots, too. The new robot wave was there to help. But the thing was, they were part of a hive mind.
Ah. It's hooked up to the same system, right? Same.
Yes. And the system eventually became corrupt. You know, the AI eventually began to think for itself. And so they kill, eventually the robot kills the main scientist. It's not even the robot. It's the hive mind telling the robot. And when shit starts going down in the movie, there's one robot that I think gets damaged or something that... it's not part of the hive mind anymore, and it turns into the good guy, you know, that whole deal. But all the robots, when stuff starts going down, the hive mind, you know, turns them all on the humans, and, you know, pretty much you're either going to listen to the robot or die. So that was, like, the whole thing there.
With our robot.
Yeah, so that's interesting, too, to bring up, like, just like how everything's smart. You know, like, oh, you got a smart fridge now and a smart phone, you know. It could all be connected to the hive mind.
Well, that brings up another point corrupted with Terminator, where it could be, you know, that hive mind that you mentioned in iRobot.
Yeah, Terminator also, yep. They also were part of the hive mind.
And I wanted to tailor that to, like, because that's what, like, everything's being towards now. Everything's being digital, everything's being automated. There's no necessarily for human intervention. If you even think of Bitcoin as a currency, that's all done on a digital ledger and a database, done by, you know, mathematics by itself. So there's things that are being automated that are being done by themselves, you know, robotically, where no humans need to be, you know, touching it at all. So yes, my concern is being that being a thing where is basically the hive? You know, eventually it's not going to be located on Earth. Like, the database is not going to be human anymore. It's going to be,
I mean, it might not even already be, it might already be, like, not on Earth. I've gone down a ton of rabbit holes. One rabbit hole I went down was, like, Reddit comment threads. And one guy in the comments was explaining how he believes, like, so, like, Earth, if you want to look at it as, like, kind of like a computer simulation, so, like, Earth is, like, where it takes place. You know, this is a simulation. And then Saturn is like the computer that runs the simulation. And it sends, and it projects to the moon, which projects to Earth. It was a whole thing that I would have to
read. So do you think, so when you say projects, do you mean it just like uses its sound to amplify the energy into actions?
I mean, it's honestly probably, I probably couldn't even comprehend how it sends energy, you know?
Because, think about this. You know how they use like MK Ultra, mind control, frequencies, and like they use all sorts of things.
Yeah.
So.
Well, one thing for sure is frequencies and vibrations. That's real. Like there's something to that for sure.
So what would make it so not so far-fetched to believe that these frequencies and vibrations are actually, you know, that's the mathematics behind it. That's what makes it work.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, I don't even think we know too much about vibrations and frequencies to really understand how it all works. You know, because they even say with certain vibrations and certain frequencies, that's what causes things to like levitate or float. You know, you can put this experiment that they always show is like putting like water on like a speaker. Like you put water on like a plate on top of a speaker, and like you just play different, you know, sounds and different like frequencies, and you'll see the water, you know, move around, change shape, jump up and down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I definitely know what you mean. Definitely, like, it's crazy how that all works, and we're not really taught that, you know, anything about that, anything about frequencies and vibrations and how sound really can impact us on like moods, like make us feel some type of way.
Yep.
I mean, even think about, we discussed this in past podcasts, but in the movie The Hulk, we go to mention that a lot of the, you know, equipment that was used to take down the Hulk with the blasting of like sound waves was real.
Yeah. Well, hold on, I'm just pulling into the Publix, but even like there was a whole issue in Cuba where they were attacked by like a sonic weapon of some kind.
I remember that. And then the embassy, the U.S. embassy in Cuba, the people there working there were reporting of having like headaches or migraines of something. I do remember that article.
All the way up to like vomiting too.
Wow. Yeah, they said it was like an attack. Definitely, I do remember seeing that.
Yeah, and it's funny that it's such an attack, but they don't, you know, nothing came of it.
Yeah, you never really heard anything else of it, right?
No, I haven't heard anything.
But,
I mean, maybe there's something out there, but I definitely like they keep it hush, you know.
So another movie that I wanted to discuss that. Basically, that you mentioned that have this hive mind mentality, was the movie. I don't know if you remember it. It's got our favorite actor, Tom Cruise, Oblivion.
Oblivion. Yep, saw that in the theater.
So, I'm on the Wikipedia page, and I like to just mention like the date that they have like planned out. So it says by March 14th, 2077. So maybe, you know, I mean, it's coming up, man. But,
yeah.
Basically, I mean, long story short, because I do remember the video, there was this data center, and it was not on Earth. This data center was out in space somewhere, and basically was the place that, like, would clone him and his wife at this data center, creating multiple versions of himself and his wife on Earth.
Yeah.
So that's another interesting movie that I want to talk about. And then another, continue on from the Wikipedia page, I just think it's funny, or like not funny, but coincidental that basically it goes to mention that Oblivion takes place in the year 2077 on Earth,
on,
devastated by war. What was that?
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm gonna drop off these
things. Okay, I'll pause it. All right, so yes, I just said let's pause that real fast. But I just wanted to quickly mention about the movie Oblivion. It just goes on to mention it was Earth was devastated by war, and then we were visited by extraterrestrials, and then that caused humanity to relocate itself to Titan, which, was one of the planets that we discussed earlier in articles on CarterCast.com. And it just goes on to mention that he later, finds humans that are hiding, beneath the Earth, and then basically they team up to fight this evolving alien threat. I find that interesting because that seems to be the case nowadays, that there should be an alien threat near us or upon us, is what they're
And
trying to
then
tell us.
it just turns out that the alien threat is just the clones, right?
Yeah, it was just the alien threat was
Well,
the database that was producing all these clones.
and that just reminds me also, I know we kind of got away from Netflix, but there's a Netflix movie where basically there was an alien invasion, and then the aliens turn out to be humans. And the people inhabiting Earth turn out to be like robots or cyborgs, AI of some kind. And what happened was, I don't remember if this is exactly how it went down, but I think humans created the robots, and eventually the robots started to overthrow the humans because we started treating them like shit. And then the robots wanted rights and this and that, and eventually it led to them forcing us out of the planet, and we had to live. I don't remember what planet they came from, but they had planned this invasion to come and take the planet back. I don't remember if I even watched the end of that movie, but I just thought, what a weird plot, you
Do
know?
you know the name of the movie?
I don't. It was so long ago. Because this is like back when Netflix was just first coming out with like their original movies. Man, I don't even remember who was in it, to
So
be
you
honest.
said though that basically humans created robots and then the robots created something.
Robots forced the human. The robots started wanting like rights, you know, like equal rights, like humans, you know. And eventually it got to the point where there was wars, and the robots ended up kicking the humans out. And it had been so long that the robots didn't even know they were robots. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I
Because
do know.
so the scene where like it all comes out, hold on one second. The scene where it all comes out is the character, the main character, I don't, somebody in his crew gets injured, and then there's blood, of course, and then he's like, you gotta reach your, I think you gotta reach your hand in there to stop the bleeding, and then he pulls out wires or he pulls out something, and then of course he's like, what? And then I think, man, sorry, it's so patchy, it's just been so long. But later on, they capture one of the aliens, and they take off the helmet of the alien, and he's like, oh, he looks like us. And then the alien guy, who's a human, wakes up and basically says, no, I'm a human, you guys are robots, this is what happens, and the whole thing there. Hold on one second, let me set up my home delivery papers real quick.
Okay, I'm gonna pause it real fast, okay? All right, so I just wanted to relate that segment where you said they were like, robots, and the robots started, taking over. But on the topic of robots, another mo the next movie I wanted to relay into was the movie's it's called Surrogates. It was released in 2009. I just want to go briefly discuss what a surrogate is. It's just a person or animal that functions as a substitute for another person. So basically, the movie is just reminding me of, like, what's going on today in the metaverse, where alternate reality, different world, and all that. So basically, the movie's about these surrogates that are being remotely controlled by us humans. And you're able to control your surrogate by entering into the system by in this for what I remember, the system is usually just like a chair that you're able to sit into, connect from your home, and you don't even have to leave your home. and basically it connects you to this other realm, so to speak. But in the movie, it connects you to the surrogate, where basically you're a robot and you're controlling this robot from your house, and you're able to go about in the real world, walk around, you know, as this robot and function as this robot. But then it also serves as another thing. It also serves as you can still feel emotions with that robot, because you're still like typically tied up, you know, to the surrogate. You feel emotions, you can feel physical contact. It's like you are that person, but you're still at your house.
Yeah.
That's basically what I remember from the movie. I don't know if you want to chime in, Brian.
No, I mean, that's basically how I remember, too. It's basically like the ultimate VR, you know?
And I just basically view that as being like the next step after VR.
Yeah.
And I view it like we're pretty close. I'm thinking, you know, we're already past this, obviously, or not obvious, but I personally think, you know, we're already past this, because, you know, they like to show us glimpses of things of what they have and make it sci-fi to us, but in reality, it's a true technology.
Oh, yeah. It's closer to truth. What other movies did you have to bring up?
Yeah, so that was pretty much that on surrogates, that I wanted to bring up about, you know, the progression with us in today's world of us, you know, being in this metaverse, so to speak. The next movie I wanted to go into, which is tying into everything, is the movie's called Transcendence. It's from 2014. It's with what's the actor?
Johnny Depp, right?
Johnny Depp. Thank you. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that movie, Brian.
I'm not, but I want to, isn't the basis, like, right now, like, just quick, doesn't he just become a computer, pretty much?
Yeah, I'm only going to skim over it. Yeah, he basically uploads his subconscious into, or basically he uploads his soul into the database so that he can live forever, so he can never die. And so what I mean by that, I know that's, you know, soul is being more like, you know, religious. What I mean by that, he, you know, uploaded to what makes him him, what makes, you know, you as a person you. So he basically, you know, that's from my gist of it, he, you know, uploaded his mind's feelings, you know, what makes him, onto this database so he can live forever. I think what later happens in the movie is, like, he starts to, from what, like, a, you know, computer program, how can he, like, be infected with a virus? Well, his mind starts to get corrupted with like, so to speak, a virus, like a computer
program. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's my gist of it, from just what I wanted to dish out there. I really don't remember liking the movie at all. I wasn't a fan of it. But I just wanted to also mention another movie. I know it's really jumping around, but to me it relates to just subliminal messaging, just getting us ready to think, you know, for it to come. And the movie is called Inception. Came out in 2019 or 2010. And it's with Leonardo DiCaprio. And pretty much, you know, you enter your subconscious. You know, they're able to tap into your subconscious, and you're literally able to go from dream to dream from dream. And to me, that just relates it to what we're heading to, you know, going into this false reality. You know, you don't know what's real, you don't know what's fake. And then basically, you know, you find out later in the movie, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio does this, you know, technology to his wife, and she gets so far lost that she doesn't know what's real or fake, and she still thinks she's lost in this alternate universe, and she commits suicide. So he forever loses his wife, and I mean, that's the gist of it. But that's just, I don't know if you want to speak on that, Brian.
No, I mean, I just remember that movie was just really complicated, because they were like within dreams, within dreams, within dreams.
Yeah, and I, to me, it just, I wanted to relate it to, like, they had this technology in the movie, I'm sorry, but they had this technology in the movie that they can access, you know, a subconscious in your mind where it's not necessarily, you know, real, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And I was actually going to relate the next movie that I wanted to talk about with Oblivion, because it has the same kind of aspect of, like, or, you know, a database that's controlling something. And it's the movie called Transformers that was released in 2007. And the specific evil that I'm talking about in that movie is called the Allspark.
Hold on. Just wait 1 second.
Yeah.
Let's get into the last story real quick.
Okay. All right, so to start wrapping this up, because on request of Brian wants to, you know, finish his work, I understand that. I was talking about the Allspark with Transformers.
And the Allspark and Transformers, which I think is funny because if you remember, it's a black cube.
Yes, that's why I wanted to bring that up into this podcast, because, like you said, it is a black cube, and what this cube does is, well, in the movie, it actually controls, you know, all parts of, you know, the Cybertron life from where these Autobots come from. And basically, from, you know, watching the movie, our point of view, it can, you know, activate, you know, technology and, you know, becoming something else in, you know, a living Autobot. So it can transform, you know, into other things. And if you continue watching it, it can also be used as an energy source. So that's another thing to note, is it's used as an energy source. And it's, like you said, Brian, it's in the shape of a cube. And we all know what the black cube is in with Saturn and the black cube and all that.
Yeah.
I know we want to start wrapping it up. I don't know if you want to continue mentioning anything about Transformers, Brian.
Not necessarily Transformers, but one movie I want to bring up is the movie Stargate. Another movie I haven't watched since I was like a little kid, but I just know basically, they use like an ancient doorway to go to other worlds or dimensions. And it's just crazy because if you like look at the, if you can Google the image, or DuckDuckGo the image of the Stargate, of the portal of what they use, you'll see it's just like rocks, you know, it's just like rocks in a circle and they just walk through it. And then it's just, I don't know. Like, if that was around, you wouldn't know, because when it's off, it just looks like rocks. It looks like an archway, you know? Just like a regular doorway.
Good, good observation.
It's not crazy to assume that maybe, you know, there could have been portals, or there still are portals, you know? And we just don't know how to access. Us average folks don't know how to access them. Maybe the elite know how to. But we certainly don't.
So I will definitely leave, you know, the Wikipedia page for our sources for Stargate. But I briefly remember in that movie where they would access, you know, they had access to a portal. I'm not too familiar with it, with Stargate. I would have to rewatch it again. I know that you wanted to start wrapping this up, Brian. The one last movie that I wanted to mention, because it's also, like you mentioned earlier on in the podcast, of remakes. A lot of these movies are just remakes. Was the movie called Ready Player One that came out in 2018. I don't know if you were familiar.
I have not seen it, but I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
Okay. Well, basically, this kid is, like, into video games, and, like, the next video game is you're actually involved in it. You can be immersed into the reality and be, you know, taken someplace else other than in, you know, what we know as reality. So basically, you know, like with our VR headsets today, he puts on a VR headset and this takes him to the next level, though. He's actually like, he feels like he's physically there. But long story short, if I do remember, if my memory does me justice, if I do remember right, he's in the game, but the people who he's fighting necessarily aren't just fake people. They are real people, but they use, I might be getting this from a different movie, but they use real, like, let's say prisoners that done really bad, and they put them in this game. And so you are a warrior fighting this real person in this game that you're thinking as a consumer that you bought this game is, oh, it's just a game, like an NPC player. But you're actually fighting somebody who's real, who's just forced to be in the game because they are a prisoner or they've done something bad. And then basically as a redemption to get them out of prison, they have to, you know, play this game, but they're chipped, and then like they have to basically be a character in this game. I might be colliding these movies with another movie. I'm not too sure, but that's my that's what I think has to do it. I'm gonna quickly read over the Wikipedia page real fast. So it goes to mention in the year 2045. People seek to escape from reality through the virtual reality entertainment system called Oasis. Kind of reminds me a lot like Oculus Rift or Oculus. I think that's all I'm about to read on that, but our viewers can dive in to, you know, deeper into Ready Player One if they want to. My main thing was about this podcast was just to get the timeline out there of, like, a lot of these movies are really telling a message, is what is what I believe.
I mean, it's definitely, it's like they're letting you know what's going on, you know, without telling you.
Exactly.
And they want you to believe, like, oh, it's just a movie, it's just fiction, you know, but I mean, we've gone over it in this episode, we've gone over it in another episode, but there is some kind of knowledge out there that they have, and they're putting it in their movies, you know, they're putting it in their books, they're putting it out there, and I don't know, it's just like, it's very strange, you know, it's like, I don't know, because a lot of it is, yeah, like, ancient knowledge, you know, and, I don't know, it's very strange to see, just like the Truman Show thing, like, that's just such a weird thing to have written on the light, you know? That little detail that 90% of people won't even, like, bother to look at, they'll think, oh, that's just the name of the light, or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, or not even think about it at all, you know, if they do, you know? Because it's just such a minor moment, but it really, even in the movie itself, that's like where he starts waking up, you know, that's like a major point in the movie itself.
But yeah, I agree.
It's even more important than people realize.
Well, Brian, I know you wanted to start wrapping this up. Anything else you want to mention in the podcast?
Not really. I mean, I know our quality isn't the best. We're not Joe Rogan, we're not, you know, any of these big podcasters with studios and all that. We do it straight through our phone right now. You know, we're just trying to slowly build it up. I mean, I'm happy that we've been able to release pretty decent episodes within the last couple months. You know, we went from going like once a year to now at least two or three times this year. So hopefully we just keep it up and, you know, we do the research too, you know, we have just what everybody else has, you know, smartphones, laptops, DuckDuckGo, Google even though Google is always not that good, but...
Yeah, you know. I mean, on that note, I do agree, yeah, you guys have the sources, you know, DuckDuckGo, just takes some digging, you know, they bury these articles, they bury these stories, they like to drown it out with, you know, fresh news. But on that note, I think we're going to sign off from here.
All right. Till the next one.
All right, till next time.